one of my coworkers asked me if I knew what was going on in New York. So I said no, and she said, well, you got to come see. And there's a crowd of people watching the TV. So I stood there for a few minutes and watched. And then I walked back to my desk. I called my wife. She said she knew, and I said, well, I just wanted to let you know I was okay. And she said, do me a favor. For the rest of the day, work from underneath your desk. So I laughed, and I said, yeah, honey, I will. I love you, and I'll see you tonight. And I walked back over, and by this time, the crowd kind of thinned out a little bit. And just as I decided to get up and leave, the plane hit the outside of the building. I was blown through the air, and when I landed, I really didn't know where I was. That kind of scared me because I knew the floor plan of our space better than I knew the floor plan of my own house. The room was just black, and everything I touched burned my hands. I just started crawling on my hands and knees, and I knew I was going in the right direction when it started getting a little bit lighter, and I could feel water on my back from the sprinklers. Eventually, I stood up and started walking down towards the center courtyard.
I just took our paperwork and started the fax machine, you know, put the papers in the fax, dialed the number, and at the exact same moment that I hit the start key, the plane hit the building. And, you know, you can look at back on it now, you can see humor in just about anything. At first, I thought I'd blown up the fax machine. I was, you know, it's like that initial state of shock, and I thought, oh my God, what did I do? And then I realized that it wasn't me. I smelled the jet fuel, and being around the Air Force for 30-some years in one way or another, I recognized jet fuel when I smelled it. So, and we had heard on the radio prior to that about the Twin Towers.